Well, it's back to the reality. After a wonderful couple of holiday weekend days and 4th of July holiday and everything else, just a great holiday, 4th of July, nothing better. Is there anything better than fireworks and celebrating America's independence? You got to love it. Mark, did you have a good holiday?
Oh, just great. Just got to see a lot of pretty things explode in the air.
Did you really? Did you watch the fireworks show?
I did.
We didn't actually attend one, but there was so much of it going
right
on.
You could, everywhere you look.
Yeah, which was kind of fun. Hello and happy Monday. My name's Scott Hannon. Mark Scogerbo is here. This is the What's on Your Mind preview show, where we check some news headlines, where we preview the coming program, What's on Your Mind, and our guests, which will include Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General of the state of North Dakota today, as well as Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. We'll talk about North Dakota's rosy budget scenario with Al Carlson. We'll talk about oil patch crime with Wayne Stengel. Get an update on all of that today on the program. Also, we'll check the weather, and as I mentioned, news and sports headlines as well. What'd you do, Mark, besides venture up to Paul Bunyan country? Did you see some family, friends?
I did. I spent a lot of time studying. I've got a pretty interesting group of assignments. I'm working on some things. This 33 project, I want, my prayer is that the best 33 possible candidates for the United States Senate run in 2014 because our country's in trouble. So I'm doing a lot of research. I want to be able to help people with, translating public policy into what would the founders do, their faith and their amazing documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. If we filtered everything through that, there'd be no deficits.
Be a good weekend to undertake such a project.
And, a lot of prayer. I spent a lot of it alone, and there's something. At one point, there were fireworks in the air on all four points of the compass, and I said, this is freedom. This is really something. It's like John Adams said, let's have explosions and bell rings and cannonades forever,
I read a neat piece from the Dickinson, I think he's the editor of the Dickinson newspaper this weekend, and he was talking about fireworks, how he and some friends get together every year and buy a lot of fireworks. And he talked about the wonder in kids' eyes of fireworks. It's a neat article.
My mother is 92, and she didn't go this year, but for 90 years, she absolutely had the child's wonder in her eyes.
Did she really?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Even when she was, in a wheelchair. And yeah.
We had a fun weekend at the Hannon House. Haley and I attended the movie.
What movie?
Friday night, Despicable Me 2.
Oh, that's crazy.
Are you familiar with Despicable Me?
I went to the first one. I thought it was pretty funny.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
In a strange sort of way.
It was hilarious. We loved it and joke about it, so that's why we had to attend number two. We tried to go to the 8 o'clock movie on Friday night and got there like right at 8 o'clock. Because usually, previews and everything didn't start till quarter after anyway, right? And this dumb old dad went to the wrong theater.
Oh.
Just assumed it was one when it was at another. Anyway, we get there and they, sold out. Mm. Oh, poor Haley. She just is bummed, right? She's
sure.
Just, Dad, I want to see this movie.
10 o'clock? No, little one.
Not another movie. So anyway, there was another one at 9, and we waited till 9. I said, Haley, we'll have a good memory. We'll go sit in the theater and eat popcorn for 45 minutes and chat. So we got our popcorn, and we just giggled. And
how much popcorn do you think you could eat in one day?
Well, I bought the big one. Because I can't go to a movie without popcorn.
Oh.
But we didn't even get through the whole thing. And it was when you get the big one, you get a refill, right?
Uh-huh.
You get a refill on the popcorn. But I must be going soft because I wasn't able to finish it.
Well, you're looking trim. I don't think you're overdoing the popcorn.
Haley's 10, so it was a good dad-daughter kind of thing. We had later in the week, we had a great time at the lake on the 4th of July. Up at Union Lake at Erskine, Minnesota. Which was great fun. And but the weekend was a little busy. We had Alex stayed at the lake, but Maria and our daughter Hannah Saturday and Sunday were down to the Twin Cities at a basketball tournament at the Target Center.
Oh.
With our basketball team. So we were kind of scattered in kittywampus the weekend. So Haley and I spent Saturday and Sunday together and had great fun.
I know Haley loves that.
She does. Yeah, it was fun. And when she had her downtime, she likes to do, you know, her little time. I took little chunks of, I haven't done this in a long time, but I said over the course of the weekend, I want to read a book. And it was a book that came recommended from a listener here on the program called 1 Second After. And I think actually not only did the book get recommended to me, I think it got dropped off. From a listener or sent or something.
Somehow it ended up in your hands.
It did.
It's kind of miraculous.
Yeah, exactly right, and I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, I read the book, and it is disturbing. I'm not a fiction reader.
But if it's plausible, and, you know, the premise of this is plausible, I've been hearing about this. Why don't you tell them about that?
Yeah, it's about a weapon used against the United States called an EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse.
Right.
And it's detonated in a similar way like a nuclear weapon would be, only above the atmosphere. And what this pulse does, if detonated correctly, is just shut down everything. I mean, it shuts down the electrical grid.
All electrics.
So, vehicles don't work because they're all electronic now, right? I mean, there's all electronics and Edsels would run, but that's about it, right? I mean, so everything just shuts down. Power off, cars down, planes that were in the air fall out of the air. I mean, everything. And, of course, you don't have no refrigeration. I mean, nothing. It makes 9/11 look like child's play, really, like a bug bite.
And it's worldwide.
This one was. Yeah, and of course, you don't know that. That's the other. No communication. None. Electronics don't work. Right? So it just it shuts down everything. And the amazing thing is that it's become the topic of a congressional debate. National Geographic did a special on it. And there's actually a caucus in Congress that deals with it. So it is, while this particular scenario is fiction, it can happen. And high-ranking military officials have said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I've never been the survivalist type, but if you read this book, you think, boy, oh, boy, you know, as a parent.
See, I'm older than you, and during the 50s, we had the everybody needs a fallout shelter kind of mentality, you know?
Yeah, well, this would make you think you need a survival shelter, right?
Food, you need some kind of protected food, and
yeah.
Imagine that gets pretty critical, doesn't it?
Ulterior power supply and
weapons.
You know, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was anarchy. It was unbelievable. So, anyway, I don't know who that listener was, but thank you. And, you know, it's just...
And thank you in advance, because God has tasked me to read it.
Mark's a speed reader, so I'm curious what he thinks about it, because I think it's worthy of some topics, future programs, for sure. Did you know, getting to the news headlines, more beer was shipped to North Dakota in 2012 per capita than any other state?
With all our barley here, that seems hardly fair.
So we're
importing German and Czechoslovakian barley pops.
We're number one in beer.
Wow.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I, who at one time in my youth drank one too many beer now and then, I don't think it can be. I think it can be. See, subtle. You know,
everything in moderation is my
everything
view.
In moderation. I mean, and that that sounds like in order. You know, when you have an average, if everybody's drinking six beers a day and I'm not drinking any, somebody's drinking 12. You know,
Heidi Heitkamp still backs the Senate rejection of the background checks and the. And the gun control legislation says nothing's changed her mind after Gabby Giffords visited Fargo and Bismarck.
And that was Gabby Giffords' prime directive from Bloomberg is to try to bring tremendous pressure on Heidi. So
yeah.
Good for Heidi.
And by the way, that was a bust, if you ask me. I mean, for one, when you're going to the lake, imagine if some conservative group was that controlling of the crowd coming through trying to, you know.
It's like somebody coming to Minneapolis and saying everybody needs to be a New York Yankee fan.
Yeah.
If gun fans, this is way beyond gun fanhood, though. The Second Amendment is on people's tattooed on their hearts and minds in North Dakota.
And the fact that you got 100 people, you know, there when you're secretive about it, you know, means you get just a bunch of, you know.
Yeah,
a bunch of you know, I guess
you know we have in even
folks in out of step with the viewpoints of the North Dakotans following like robots.
Gene, you've got a lot of college professors in North Dakota and Minnesota and the Upper Midwest who don't like our Constitution.
Right. So that doesn't surprise me. Though.
So they've got their following and their sycophants that are misguided.
North Dakota Guard is preparing for furloughs, as all our. State by state guard units because of the sequestration.
That's absurd.
It is.
They don't need to have any of that. It's just ridiculous. purely political posturing.
And even if the House okays the Fargo diversion, funding is still a sticking point, could get lost in a sea of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project. So still uncertainty as to the funding on the Fargo diversion project as well.
But with the explosion of surprisingly more ample revenue for North Dakota, if push comes to shove, they'll get the funds.
Farm bill decision looming for Speaker Boehner. Questions on whether he ought to split the bill into nutrition and farm programs, try the same one again. All pressures, all sides giving him lots of pressure there. And how about that airplane crash over the weekend?
Yikes.
Kind of the big story that dominated the cable news. Reminded me what I don't like about cable news, too. Obsessing over
this guy that Trayvon Martin or somebody, a thug that somebody killed him in self-defense. Everybody knows that.
There's another one that's driving me crazy. Anyway, we'll tell you more about what's on your mind and sports headlines at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You've looked high and low. You think you've tried it all, and you still have yet to say, wow, I love how I'm feeling now. Imagine being able to eliminate a lot of your supplements and being able to get results all from one source that's been overmarketed, oversold, and underdelivered. The difference between this one supplement and all the others can be vast, and that difference will determine if you come alive or remain burdened. Call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
The Monday after the 4th on What's on Your Mind, K-Fire 550, AM 1100 The Flag, 910 KCJB out of Minot, our oil patch voices, signals, 1090, the flag in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Newtown, and Crosby, good, you know, really the only radio voice between Williston and Minot, plus KLTC and Dickinson. So, Steve Bakken and I will be looking forward to taking your calls and talking about a lot of things. Guests include North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the oil patch issue. Wayne has been good at bringing that whole issue into context, and we'll get an update on his recent meetings with oil patch, local law enforcement, and check the statistics. He's all along said, look, there's no more crime per capita than would be inconsistent with the amount of growth on the oil patch. And really, it is on par with crime statistics in the rest of the state. We'll see if that's changed at all. North Dakota House Majority Leader Al Carlson will also join us. We'll talk about budget surplus projections. And Democrats are upset about the interim legislative committee assignments. We'll ask them about that. We'll ask them about the projections. Are they too far off? All that coming up on the program. And what else are we going to talk about, Steve? Beer? Gabby
Beer's
Giffords?
Good. I'm good about beer. I want to bring up that Gabby Giffords thing. It's kind of a much to do about nothing, if you ask me. But why so secretive?
I know why it's secretive. They didn't want anybody there that opposed their message. That kind of ruins things, see?
But when you go to a place when you know 95% of the people are going to oppose your message, why are you there in the first place? If you're not going to try to change people's minds, you're just showing up for the sake of showing up, what's the purpose? I don't understand why they spent money to come here. How was the turnout in Fargo?
I guess 75 to 100 folks.
It was about 20 or so.
Well, the Mandan event, they pretty much tried to, you know, I mean, they did everything in their power to make sure people would be there. I mean, they changed the location. I mean, we had one listener that was desperately, you know, every time it would be announced where it was going to be, he would track it down. Mandan Police Department, then a park, then, you know, I mean, it was just literally nobody knew until I think the morning of that it officially was going to be there. And then when you'd call Kroll's Diner, they'd say it was closed to the public.
Yeah, and then it wound up being a Kroll's Diner. So
now the Fargo event was on their website, but again, they did that pretty late, and I'm reading an email from a listener who was tracking all this down. It says there were rumors floating in the blogosphere that Gabby Giffords was going to make an appearance in North Dakota and other states where the U.S. senators did not vote for the gun grab to shame them into changing their vote the next time it comes up. Nice use of the $11 million contributed by the gun grabbers. Even as late as Tuesday morning, their website only specified the time and location of a Fargo event. I called the TV station, asked them about any specifics. They said it will be at the Mandan Police Department. I called them, and they said it had been changed to the Heritage Park in Mandan, with a news conference to be held in an unknown location. All the way through this, I was calling and emailing many people to keep them aware. I went back on their website and registered to attend the Fargo event. A couple hours later, one of Gabby's people called and said I was admitted into the Fargo event. Now, that's kind of weird, right? You got to go to a website and then get the blessing to attend. He said, I live in Bismarck and rather be in Bismarck. She said it will be held at the Kroll's Diner in Mandan, and that another person would call. A couple hours later, I got a phone call. I was registered amongst the intimate group of 20 or so people for a time of coffee and personal time with Gabby and Mark. I then emailed and called many people to let them know. And so a few people showed up, but
well, I'd like to hear from anybody that was there. Did they change your mind? Did you hear anything that you hadn't heard before? I'd like to hear from some of our listeners that may have shown up at those one of those two events.
And Heidi Heitkamp says she still backs the Senate rejection of the expanded background checks. Nothing's changed her mind after the visit. Tim Mathern, Senator Democrat from Fargo, says the Democratic Party told him not to attend the event, but he did attend it. So did Kathy Hawken, a Republican House member from Fargo. Both attended the Fargo event. So if you really want to know what happened, I guess we could always call
why would they want to say don't attend, other than unless there was a perception issue? Things like that, I encourage more people to attend. You know, persuade me. You know, I want to hear your side of the story.
Well, I mean,
do you have a valid argument for anything? That's part of what's wrong in government. You need that open flow of discussion. You know, I would have wanted people showing up. Agree or disagree with my point, if I'm the Giffords camp on this,
well,
I'd like
me,
more people there.
You and me would not be party operatives, though, right? We're not cut from that cloth, and a party operative is not going to want to give any legitimacy. I mean, Gabby Givers was in North Dakota for one reason, to try and influence Heidi Heitkamp, to try and make it politically difficult for Heidi Heitkamp to maintain her position of exactly where the constituency of the vast majority of North Dakotans are on expanded background checks. So, you know, elected Democrats show up, it gives the event more legitimacy. So that's, I mean, I can see why they, it's a little thuggish, but anyway, no big surprise there. Sequestration is having another North Dakota impact. The North Dakota Guard is beginning to furlough soldiers. And General David Spitzenatic says the furloughs due to budget cuts began today. Thousands of full-time National Guard staff across the country will be required to work one less day per week through the end of September.
Boy, if today was the day, boy, would that be nice, having that long weekend? Fourth of July holiday, and then you get Monday off, too?
I don't think they're
like
thinking
the sound of that.
I think they're a little torqued about it. We actually have over 600 technicians that the law will apply to. We still don't know the full impact. The Department of Defense ordered the weekly furlough day, which will impact full-time staff. The military furlough is originally supposed to impact only civilian personnel, but the department added technicians in May to the list of those to put on furloughs. So you get a 20% loss of wages for 11 weeks for those impacted. And Spitznadik said it's a major concern as to the potential effect on the Guard's readiness in the event of the need to mobilize for action overseas or for any type of emergency or natural disaster in North Dakota. This is not something we've ever gone through before. To say the impact would be moderate would be appropriate.
You know, this is where it starts turning into a slippery slope with trying to make a political point where it could cost lives. Because if you're losing out on those training days, you're not as well prepared if a situation arises, if there's an overseas deployment. And what happens? Not being prepared for one of those costs lives. This is where the political football gets ugly. This is where it really makes a big difference. Because this is dangerous.
And unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. And Scott, one more thing. I'm going to put you to task. This is the 45th anniversary of something here in North Dakota. What is it?
45th anniversary, huh?
Of something in North Dakota. What is it?
What's on your mind? Coming up, you can answer that question. Help me out.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Our help was just a break in the wall.
All right, time to check sports.
All in all, it was all just breaks in
the wall. On the What's On Your Mind preview show, I'm guessing Mark will want to tell you about the Twins. He'll want to talk about Wimbledon. And we should probably talk about soccer slash anarchy in Brazil.
Slash indeed.
The slash would be the operative word there, sadly. What the heck? You kidding me? Not good. Before we do that, just a couple of... couple of stories we're following. There's a fire in downtown Moorhead that has heavily damaged a former nightclub. And also fire has damaged five businesses and displaced five families in downtown Fergus Falls. A couple of stories that are breaking this morning at inform.com. So watch those. A fire that started in downtown Fergus apartment Sunday night, grown to displace five families and damage five businesses, continues to burn this morning. At least one Fergus Falls firefighter injured in that fight. I don't know which businesses. They don't list the businesses. But the actual address is 229 and a half West Lincoln Avenue. So folks from Fergus may very well know that particular area. And the other one I mentioned, of course, is the fire in downtown Moorhead, former nightclub. That used to be called. It was Coach's, I guess. Coach's Bar. And that hit about 2:45 this morning. It's empty now, I think, isn't it? Yeah, it's been vacant for a long time, so... Anyway, good part of the night, firefighters were battling and continuing to put out hot spots on the roof yet this morning. Cause of the fire still under investigation. Center Avenue remained closed to traffic. It might be open by now, but about an hour ago it was still closed. So there is the latest on that. Mr. Mark, you want to tell us a little bit about sports? How'd your Twins do overall for the weekend?
It was overwhelmingly grievous for me. It was a grievous time. They, of course, to the wonderful Yankees, they dropped four. And then they went to Toronto, and they won one game, 6-0. And other than that, they got trounced again yesterday. So out of their last, seven out of eight they have lost. They have put themselves in a very serious situation for the last half of the year.
Feels like the wheels are falling off there again a little bit.
It really does. You know, Diamond has been pitching great for four innings, and then he goes nuts and gives up three home runs in the fourth and the fifth innings. I think he's more of a long reliever. He's only gotten through that fifth, sixth stretch once. Pretty tough.
All right, Wimbledon, a better topic.
It was one of the great thrills one of the great thrills I've ever watched. I've watched that tournament. I love tennis. This is the premier tennis tournament on earth. For 77 years since Fred Perry won the Wimbledon from England in 1936, no Brit has won. And this wonderful, plucky guy named Murray has been battling and battling and frustrated and frustrated. He's been there a number of times. He got to go against Djokovic, you know, and Djokovic, number one in the world, just extremely quick and powerful. Both of them return serves. It's unbelievable the level of tennis that they played. And we finally, and Murray won the first two sets and came to three match points in the third set, and Djokovic won those 3 points. And it was a couple, 3-4 break points, and then finally he prevails. And the rejoicing and the tears in straight-laced England, he just crawled up. He laid down sobbing, and his mother was just weeping, and his girlfriend, and the people, and Ivan Lendl, who's helped him. Then he goes, just hugs people. I mean, this was their tournament, and he's their champ. He's going to be Sir Murray before long. You know, there's no doubt about it. Then he goes up on the big balcony, and outside watching jumbotrons are thousands and thousands more. It was like the Pope of tennis, man. It was just unbelievable. I mean, there I am sitting, you know, just grizzly-eyed and pretty happy.
So you, had you been rooting for him all along?
All along. For many years I've been rooting for this guy. Hope of England, yeah.
77 years since the
17 Americans had won the title since the last Brit. Two Germans, some Croatian, a couple of Swedes, you know, like Bjorn, and, you know, Bjorn Borg and some and Federer and all of these great superstars from around the world, and no Brit had ever been able to prevail. The Australians, Rod Laver and John Newcomb, you know, one thing after the other. Stan Smith, Arthur Ashe, one after the other, but no Brit.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
And then, of course, we had the host, you know, of the 2014 World Cup in soccer. They decided to let their referees be armed. Now imagine this: armed referees.
Well, first of all, what is the reason for that?
Well, I think they're afraid. I think, you know, they take the thing "kill the ump" seriously in Brazil. I don't know. There's going to actually come some hue and cry to move the venue for the World Cup in 2014 because of what happened. Here's what happened. A referee by the name of Da Silva, and I don't mean to be irreverent, folks. This is so crazy. If I chuckle, I feel grief for the family and all. But with that disclaimer said, he kicks a guy out of the game, and the soccer player, runs up and hits the ref, just pummels him, and the ref fights back, and they're having fisticuffs. So at which point the ref says, "I've had enough of this," whips out a knife and kills the guy. At that point, the crowd goes completely berserk.
Now, is this like televised? And I mean,
I don't know. I just read it in the paper on Sunday.
Okay.
And the crowd storms the ref, screaming, I'm sure in Portuguese, "Kill the ump." Not only did they stone him to death, they quartered him.
Now, is this referee in any danger? I mean, was this in other words, is the player getting on him about a call?
He penalized the player.
Right.
The player went up and hit him because he disagreed with him.
Okay.
So they got into this fist fight.
Okay.
Well, I guess the referee said, "Well, I'm the referee," and he pulled out his knife and killed him.
I got it.
And then the crowd jumps out, starts stoning him, runs out, cuts him in 4 pieces, lops off his head, sticks his head on a stake in the middle of the field. Now,
with his own knife or what?
I don't know. Well, how they did it. They didn't get into the details of the butchering job of the ump.
Stuck his head
on a stake in the middle of the soccer field. Now, really, do you think that Brazil is civilized enough to host not only the World Cup of 2014, but how about the Olympics on their way for 2016? I think this might have been what you might call a public relations disaster.
This is unbelievable.
I've never heard of it. It's taken "kill the ump" to a whole crazed, surrealistic, bizarre place that's beyond belief.
That's just
stoned, quartered, decapitated. Thank you very much. Kill the ump.
I'm amazed this isn't more of a story. I mean, you know.
Well, I know why. Brazil is, they've got to be stifling it. They realize that they could lose their World Cup.
How do you stifle that, though?
Well, it's people choose what they care about. Have we gotten so jaded that doesn't matter? This is serious. First of all, an armed ump in the first place. How crazy is that?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, when I think of soccer, especially in Europe, Latin America, I guess you think about, you know, crazy crowds, stampedes, you know.
There's been some terrible things happen.
There have. But this to me is, you know, number one, an armed ref.
Right.
Stabbing, killing a player.
Mm-hmm. He died on the way, but you know, the crowd.
On the way to the hospital.
Yeah, but it was too late for him. He didn't get to hear about it. He didn't last very long.
And then a mob crowd savagely, you know.
Stoned him. Overwhelmed him, cut him in four pieces, lopped off his head.
And put his head
on a stake
in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just...
I don't know. Did they continue to play the game? I don't know.
Incomprehensible.
Did they use his head for a soccer ball throw? I don't know.
This makes me sick.
Well, that's Brazil for you. That's the host. That's the lovely, lovely host of the 2014 World Cup soccer game.
Oh, is anybody connected the dots there to say, wait a minute, it's time to review whether or not they can...
I think hue and cry is coming if it's not already happening.
When did this happen, by the way?
I don't know. I just read about it Sunday.
So just over the weekend here, obviously.
Yep.
Police have arrested one suspect. One suspect.
Of the whole throng?
I guess. I mean, soccer games are televised, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. Every place has got a different... Sao Paulo is one of their major cities.
I mean, I don't want to see it, but I would have think law enforcement would have access to getting to the bottom of it a little bit better than that. Yikes.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And the Red Hawks are really playing good. They're in first place. You know, but Sioux City did beat them. But they were going into this game. They were four games up, in first place by four games, and they are still three and a half in front of their division. So the Red Hawks are playing great, great basketball. I mean, baseball.
Do you want anything else with the Red Hawks? You got that covered?
I just encourage people to go see them. They've got a really great team, and these are pros, man.
They're home tonight and tomorrow night.
Yep. And they had fireworks, and they've always got specials going on.
They do.
Yeah.
It's good, affordable family
fun. And
they
let the kids run the bases once one day, and, you know, they've got fireworks often, and dollar, oh, they got dollar, every night is $1.50 for a really great hot dog. So it's...
Do you want Chris Davis to knock off Roger Maris' record?
No. I like Roger. I really appreciate him. Chris Davis won't. I don't think he will.
You don't think it'll happen?
I don't think so, but it's going to be some drama for a while. First of all, he has replaced Cabrera as the biggest vote getter. He's catching on, and Cabrera has a legitimate shot for the only man to go back-to-back triple crown ever. Both that means the most home run, the most RBIs, and the highest batting average. He still leads in RBIs and batting average, but Davis is making a serious threat to his shot at a back-to-back triple crowns. And more to the point, he's only a couple of home runs behind the rate of Roger Maris. I think he had 35 by this time.
What's funny is that, you know, Roger Maris, until the famous season, never hit more than 39 homers in a season.
Right.
And same with Davis. His career high was 33 last season. But he's already hit 33 in the first 88 games. So the pace gives him 61.
You know, some people figured out and they learned. Kirby Puckett hit zero his first year, 28 his third.
It happens.
Yeah. Hicks got his seventh home run, leading the rookies. That's pretty good.
Wayne Stengem and Al Carlson, two of our guests. North Dakota Attorney General and House Majority Leader leading the Republicans will join us on What's on Your Mind coming up. Tell you about weather next. Don't go away. Hardly a day passes without somebody calling to say, thanks for telling me about that great product that gets rid of smells. That's right. StopSmellNow.com is a new, improved, easy-to-remember website for this great product, or call 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com or 855-800-ODOR. Here's Daryl to tell you why it works so great.
What it is we use the power of chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide has been around for 100 years, but there's no way to produce it in a confined space. Our company designed it to produce it in a small confined space, and it destroys the odor permanently. It does not mask it. It eliminates it permanently. Like you said, rotting meat in a freezer, we've had customers call us and give rave reviews. They put the product in. A day later, there's no smell in there again. It's gone.
We have a great deal for you. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get 10% off your order and free shipping. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website, stopsmellnow.com, to order.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Degrees in Fargo, Moorhead at this hour. Tioga and the Boomin' Bakken at 66 with sunny skies. Forecast for today. Start with the oil patch. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 11 today. Some of those could be severe. Partly sunny, high near 81. Calm wind becoming east at 5 to 7 this afternoon. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Could be obviously a little more in thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, 80% chance of that. Low around 59. New rainfall between a half and three quarters of an inch. 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny, high near 73. North wind at 8 to 11, gust as high as 18. New rainfall amounts up to a quarter of an inch. Tomorrow night clear, low around 54. Wednesday sunny, high near 80. No rain in the forecast Wednesday or Wednesday night. Same with Thursday with a high near 89, Thursday night too. So sunny and a high near 86 today in the valley. East-northeast wind around 5 miles an hour becoming calm. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly early morning hours. Some of those could be severe, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Southeast wind about 3 to 5. Chance of precipitation 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could be severe. Partly sunny with a high near 82. A light and variable wind becoming north-northwest at 8 to 13 in the afternoon. Chance of precip tomorrow, about 60%. Partly cloudy, 58 Tuesday night. Sunny Wednesday, high near 82. Wednesday night, clear, about 60. Thursday, sunny, high near 84. And the Thursday night, clear with a low around 67. Look ahead into the week on the forecast. What's on your mind coming up? Steve Bakken and I will open up the phone lines. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. We'll recap the visit of Gabby Giffords, invite any commentary or feedback from somebody that might have been there and taken it in. This new beer survey has caught my attention. Yeah. Did you hear us talking about this earlier? We're number one in beer in North Dakota. Per capita. Nationwide beer stats are out. North Dakota, again, on the top shelf. More beer. This is a story from the forum. Erica Burgess wrote this story. An analysis released Tuesday by the Beer Institute, a trade association in Washington, D.C. that represents brewers, importers, and suppliers nationwide, said more beer was shipped per capita to North Dakota last year than to any other state in the nation. 753,150 31-gallon barrels of malt beverage shipped to North Dakota in 2012. 2012 with an estimated population of 509,000 people that were at least 21 years old last year. That's 45.8 gallons. Or 489 12-ounce cans per legal beer-drinking adult here, most in the nation. New Hampshire was second, Montana third, South Dakota fourth. Further down the list, Minnesota ranking 29th. The total amount of malt beverages shipped to North Dakota last year actually ranked 44th nationwide, but when figured per 21-year-old, it boosted the state to number one per capita. And the bottles... really start flying off the shelf on the 4th of July. According to liquor shop owners that were quoted, many owners Wednesday said they couldn't comment because they were simply too busy handling the rush. It's like Christmas, said one. Another said there's not a whole lot to do here besides drink beer, I guess. Another said he was surprised that Wisconsin didn't top the list. They were 12th. This isn't the first time North Dakota has bested the nation when it comes to alcohol-related activity. The story says the state also has the most bars per capita in the country. We've talked about that story before. About one for every 620 North Dakotans. According to a forum analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data, also one liquor store per 1,937 residents, sixth most nationwide. The prevention administrator for the Department of Human Services said that might be good for beer sellers, but it's not so good for the community as a whole. A pair of studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed North Dakotans binge drink more often and in greater quantities than almost all Americans. North Dakota said high alcohol consumption levels for at least the past decade. They wouldn't ship this much if there wasn't the consumption. All of the drinking comes with a hangover. According to the State Highway Patrol, 50% of deaths on the road in North Dakota last year involved alcohol. Thus, we have the stricter drunk driving penalties now as a result of the last legislative session. So that's a story we'll talk about today. And the other one, disturbing and, in my view, unnecessary, furloughs for the Department of Defense beginning today. 20% cut in pay for hundreds of thousands of defense workers over the next 3 months. Including North Dakota National Guard members. All National Guard, but affecting, according to Dave Spitznetic, commander of the North Dakota National Guard, our own North Dakota National Guard. For no plausible reason. Some stories we'll tackle today on the program. Into your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. Coming up.
be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.